Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Emma Berman of Luca. Emma, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get right into this specifically enough. The experience, did you ever think you'd get to experience something as great as this when you started out doing voices and stuff like that, that you would get a part like this?
Oh my God, it feels like I'm living a dream. I could have never imagined anything like this. This is just so awesome that I'm in this incredible movie, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. I would have never in a million years ever imagined that I would be in a Pixar movie, because these Disney and Pixar movies are what I grew up with, you know? So this is an absolute dream come true.
It's definitely an absolute dream come true, because it's something that, you know, you look and you watch and you say, could I be part of this? And especially when you see a lot of the cast is, you know, famous people on some of these Pixar films and stuff like that. To be part of this is just amazing. So let's talk about the premise of Luca for people that have not seen Luca, and then your character.
Yeah, so Luca is about, it's an inspiring story about the friendship between three friends, Luca, Alberto, and Julia. Luca and Alberto are sea monsters, and Julia, my character, is a human girl. And Luca and Alberto travel to the seaside town where Julia lives, called Porto Rosso, and they have to keep their secret of being sea monsters, but they do want to explore and learn new things, and it's a story about self-acceptance, and they learn to accept themselves by the end.
And Julia, it sounds like she was the one who really accepted these guys, right?
Oh yeah, totally. Julia totally accepted them. She saw them for the good people that they are, not looking at them being sea monsters, you know. And she's such a loyal friend, even after that she knows that they are sea monsters. She still stays loyal to them and still cares about their safety. So that's definitely one of her really cool traits, is that she's incredibly loyal, and she definitely accepts them.
And if people like Italy, they're going to love this, even not just kids, but adults, right?
Oh, totally. The animation and everything, it's so vibrant, and it's beautiful and colorful. And you totally feel like what it's like to spend a summer in Italy. And it's so beautiful. You get all the wonderful vibes from this beautiful Italian little seaside town. It's definitely a wonderful movie to watch, especially if you like Italy. And it'll totally make you want to go.
And that's so true, Emma, because when you want to go to something like that, say, okay, and especially the ability to travel now, what a perfect time to learn. What did you learn most about Italy being part of this film?
I got to talk in some Italian. I got to do the dialect and the accent. And what I learned is that Italian has such a beautiful melody to it. I never really knew much about the language. And after listening to people say talking in Italian and listening to people singing in Italian, I just could tell it was such a beautiful, harmonious, melodious language.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just really great to see the old culture that's part of the film. And you think that definitely the film, from what I've heard, has done a tremendous job, Emma, in showing truly what Italy's about in so many ways. The way that's always
oh,
what Disney
totally.
Be able to do, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, the experiences, because I like to always go back and really think of it as you as an actor, and think about, what did you learn most from filming this, being part of this, would you say?
Well, something that I think I learned, and I think that we can all learn, at least from my character, from Julia, is that she's just so hardworking, you know, and if she inspires us to work hard, and she's such a loyal friend, and she's a good daughter and a good friend and everything. And I think she just teaches us all and inspires us all to do and be those incredible things. And something that I learned in the process of recording about myself is I learned how to trust my instincts as an actor, because lots of times Enrico would let me he would let me improvise on some of the lines. Like, we would record what the script says, and then he would say like, say this line however you would say it. And so that really taught me how to trust my instincts as an actor with the improv that we were doing.
And you guys have some events coming up too, right? Talk about a little bit about the events that are coming up with the release of it now available for everybody.
Yeah, so actually today I'm going to Pixar Putt. I'm in New York right now, and I'm going to go to Pixar Putt today, which is like mini golf, and it's opening a section for Luca. And so I'm really excited to be there opening that. So that's something that's happening for the release of it on digital and Blu-ray. And I'm really excited that it's going to come on DVD and Blu-ray, because it has these deleted scenes, or like these extras from the movie that were not included on Disney Plus. And so it's really exciting that people are going to see these little snippets of scenes that could have been in the movie but weren't. And so it's really something in it for everybody. If you didn't watch it on Disney Plus, or you don't have Disney Plus, this is a perfect opportunity to watch it. And if you do have Disney Plus, it's still really cool to have it and watch it because of these deleted scenes and these really cool extras.
Well, absolutely. And you know, and everybody wants to watch it again. And how much do you can't wait for your friends to see that might have not watched on Disney Plus yet to have that? Or you have anything planned after you get back from New York to have another celebration of so everyone can see the film and your opportunity?
Totally. 100%. Lots of my friends, we all watched it together, and that was really fun. But I'm glad that my friends who don't have Disney Plus, my grandparents, they don't have Disney Plus, and so I'm going to go over to their house, and we're going to set up the DVD and the Blu-ray, and I'm so excited that they're going to be able to watch it. So it's an awesome opportunity.
Do you have anything else coming up, any other projects, Emma, coming up that you can talk about right now, or how, especially with this opportunity, I'm sure things have opened up for you even more?
I am working on a project now. It's a series regular role in like a television series animated voiceover role. So that's really exciting. I can't share too much about that yet, but I'm very excited for when I can. But for now, it's a secret.
All right. Well, but that's great. See, those doors are opening up. Where can people follow you and stuff? Or where do you go social media wise?
People can follow me on Instagram at Emma J. Berman, and on Facebook and Twitter under the same handle, and on TikTok, I'm Berman Emma.
And so people, right now, it's available now. People can go check it out. DVD, Blu-ray, all the different places. And we appreciate you coming by, and enjoy your time in New York, okay?
Thank you so much. I had such a good time talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Emma. Take care. See you later. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.